A very good evening to you. Thank you for joining me, Anusha Murli, on Hope for the Nations. Today we will be hearing from John Smith, who is 23 years old from South Africa, and he has been sharing the hope we have in Jesus to some remote places in the world where hope is needed. John, welcome, and please share your story with us.
Hello, my name is John, and I have a passion about sharing the gospel amongst the least reached.
John, please share with us, how do we begin to develop a heart for the nations? How can we start to know what God has purposed for us?
The first step, honestly, whether you go or not, is to pray. I promise you this. Because what happens when we start praying for a country, what happens when we start adopting a nation, we start to see the heart of God. We start to experience His heart for these people. And what generally happens is that that heart becomes your own heart. So what I did when I heard about this, I took this amazing book called Operation World, which has every nation in the world to pray for. I started praying for them. And I started experiencing how God feels about these people, about God's heart for these people. And that became my heart. And then a desire welled within me to go to this nation. And I had to be obedient to that. And so I encourage you, start praying for the nations and start asking God and to send people there. Because what happens is God, as you do that, God will confirm what role you have to play. What is your responsibility now? It might be praying, it might be giving, and it might be going. Because we all have a part. God is going to do it. He is God and He has a mission. He's doing it. And we have the privilege to be a part of that. But as we pray for kingdom work like this, God starts to impart in us a desire and a heart where we can be involved in that. And this is what I did in my life, to be involved in going and praying. It might be different for you, but we have to be proactive and do something what we can do right now. And I promise you that God will reveal to you as He gives you desire and a passion to where He called you to be a part of in this great commission.
In the beginning, God created man in His own image. He walked with man in the cool of the Eden, but sin interrupted that union. So God created the missionary. God said, "I need someone willing to say no to the status quo, no to the dream of wealth, leave their families to fly to a distant land, and learn a language they have never heard, ride in cramped buses on backs of camels, someone who would sleep anywhere, eat anything, bear the heat, and fight the freeze with a smile on their face, just to take the gospel to a people not their own." So God created the missionary. God said, "Because the harvest is plentiful, I need someone ready to sow the seed, to plow the ground, water the seed, and reap the harvest which is ripe. Someone to go and train, to multiply the crops, and to answer the call and pay the price." So God created the missionary. God said, "I need someone who is a radical servant of all, taking the lowliest job, washing the feet of the poor, caring for the sick, and cleaning their wounds. I need someone to visit the prisoner, care for the widow and the orphan, to sit in the dust with a child and tell them that they are loved." So God made a missionary. God said He needed someone who would believe that blind eyes could see and lame feet could walk and that the dead could live again. Someone who would pray long hours and intercede through the night with wordless groans of petition so that one soul might be saved. God said, "I need someone honest and brave, full of grace, mercy, and compassion, free from fear and passivity, walking in true identity, someone burning with love and girded with truth, someone who radiantly reflects God's glory. So God made a missionary. God said, I need someone who would say yes before they were asked. Someone who would go to distant islands, barren deserts, inner cities, closed nations, next door neighbors, and prestigious universities to reach the unreached. Who would hike any mountain and endure any obstacle? Because how will they believe in Him of whom they have never heard? How will they hear unless someone preaches? And how will they preach unless they are sent? So God made the missionary.
John, thank you so much for that inspiring message that we have a responsibility to share the good news to those that have not yet heard the gospel. So even though we cannot go, we can pray. So today we will be continuing to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest fields, and also pray that God would use you and me in fulfilling the Great Commission.
Father, we just thank you so much for this incredible opportunity to just share a bit of your heart and what you are doing, Father. We cry out to you, Father. I pray, Father, for the nations that have yet to hear your gospel, to yet to know a personal Christian or even a church or even a Bible. Father, we cry out to you. May we all be praying for all these people that have yet to know the wonderful love that is in Christ. So we cry out to you. May you raise up people, Father, for a heart for these nations, Father, to go to these nations, to give to these nations, to pray for these nations. May we never take for granted the privilege that we have as South Africans to have a Bible, to have a church, to have believers, Father, to have pastors. We thank you that we have been given this privilege. May we never keep this privilege to ourselves, Father. May we use it to reach the nations that have yet to have this wonderful gospel. So, Father, we cry out to you, Father, raise up people to be praying for these nations. Raise up people to be going to these nations. Raise up people to be caring and loving these nations. And most importantly, also be praying for our brothers and sisters that are suffering persecution and sometimes death, to make them aware that they are not alone. The global body of Christ is with them and is praying for them and is with them. So we pray for more laborers, Father, that we want these nations to be reached because you want this, Father. You love them, Father. And we just thank you for this privilege, Father. Let your will be done. And we continue to pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Connor, for your time. And we will continue to pray for you that God will continue to use you.
Thank you.